You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Times of Refreshment. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
The National News Magazine said it is a paradox. Even though people today make more money, have more leisure time, spend more on recreation, and enjoy more time-saving and efficient technology than people did a generation ago, we today are unusually stressed out. Even married women, the report says, who are supposed to be liberated, are working longer hours now than they did years ago when they worked primarily in the home. This frenzied rat race for materialism and this endless striving for meaning in life has left millions stressed out and searching for some type of rest and relief in life. In one nationwide survey, fully 51% of the people said that if they could, they would prefer to slow down in life and have more time for themselves, even if it means a smaller income. Some Americans and also some Canadians say that they have decided to bite the bullet, as we say. And during the past 5 years, more and more people have moved to communities which offer a less hectic way of life. Others have cut back on their hours at work. They have lowered their expectations, and it is becoming less and less unusual to decline promotions. All of these moves, of course, are good, and they make a lot of sense. And those who have the courage to stand up and to say to the fast-moving world around them, "Stop, I want to get off," these courageous citizens need to be commended. You see, it takes courage and it takes conviction to swim against the stream and to say no to what most today consider as very important in life. But if we as individuals and as a society are going to truly get our lives rearranged and our priorities straightened out, then you and I, we need also to consider where we have come from, where we are going, who is God, and how our Creator fits into our life. But this is not a popular approach. Especially in recent years, the voices of secularism have tempted all of us to look for rest, refreshment, and renewal, not in our gracious God, but in ourselves. In a surprising article recently published in the U.S. News and World Report magazine, the author explains that the general outlook, yes, the dominant view at the top universities, especially in recent years, is this: very few ideas are as unwelcome as serious arguments supporting God. According to George R. Lucas, Jr., executive director of the American Academy of Liberal Education, no form of thinking has been more out of style in this century than the belief that God exists. Now, we may honestly ask, but what does the belief in the existence of God have to do with stress or with taking time off or with being refreshed for everyday life? Knowing God and knowing the will of God has a lot to do with life. In the Bible, in the book of Exodus, we read, "For 6 days a work is to be done, but the seventh day is to be your holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord." Again, in the book of Leviticus, we read, "There are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a holy day, a Sabbath of rest, a day of sacred assembly." Taking one day off each week is more than merely following some legalistic religious guidelines. You see, taking time to rest our bodies and to be recreated in mind and spirit is a gracious command that God also promises to bless. Through his prophet Isaiah, God is saying to you today, "If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, And if you honor the Lord's Day by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then the Lord says, you will find your joy, and I, the Lord, will cause you to ride on the heights of the land. And so today, if anybody wonders why so much of our population feels so stressed out, the answer is simple. From creation, God has set forth for all of us a type of positive rhythm in life. For 6 days we are to labor and to go to school and to work at our jobs and to take care of household chores and to gather extra support for the work of spreading God's gospel of forgiveness and hope throughout the whole world. And then on the 7th day we are to rest. This is a rhythm which, if we practice it, we will surely experience many special blessings from our Lord. Here, however, is a catch, or an unexpected bump in the road, as we sometimes say, and this is that one thing that is going to be difficult. You see, when we do not work on the 7th day, as God has commanded it, and if we expect God to recharge us and to recreate us, then on the 7th day, we can't simply do whatever we want. Remember the words of Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah says, if you honor the Lord's Day by not going your own way and not doing as you please, then you will find joy in the Lord. But if we expect God to bless us and to recharge us each week and to recreate us and to remove the stress from our lives, then this needs to happen by the power of God's cleansing word and His life-giving spirit. And this also means that you and I cannot be in charge of our Sabbath. You see, we are sin-filled mortals, and no matter how sincere we might be, and even though we put forth our best religious efforts, without the life-giving Word of God entering us each day, and especially each week, we will not be cleansed, and we will not be recreated and refreshed and renewed. True refreshment each week depends not on ourselves, but on Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus said to His disciples, "You are already clean by My word." Again, Jesus says, "My word is spirit and life." You and I can be truly refreshed only when we are cleansed from our sin by the blood of Jesus, and we can be renewed and empowered only when Christ's resurrection power lives within us. There are those today, of course, who falsely believe that if they squeeze in 55 or 60 minutes on Sunday, either by darkening the church door or by watching some tele-evangelist, then God is tickled pink with their religious performance. Then they believe they can spend the other 23 hours in whatever way they desire. Of course, it is true that God is pleased every time we gather to hear His word preached or taught. However, in His Ten Commandments, God does not say, spend 55 or 60 minutes with Me one day of every week, and then I don't want to see you anymore or speak to you anymore the rest of the week. When God says, remember the Sabbath day, this means all day. I say this because we all know that nowadays it is not unusual to find people who strive harder on Sunday and who are more stress-filled on Sunday than any other day of the week. And this happens because they want to make sure that on Sunday they get all their thrills and that they fully satisfy all their loves of this world. Consequently, in our culture, because we are hooked more on entertainment than on God, Sunday has become as stress-filled as any other day. And so then the question is this: what does God want us to do on Sunday? As an explanation to the third commandment, thou shalt remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Martin Luther adds these words of simple explanation. He says, we should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and His word, but hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. In response to this, of course, most of us would probably say, like the rich young ruler said to Jesus, all these things I have kept. What am I still lacking? You and I probably do not feel that we actually despise the Word of God. However, if we truly understand what despising God's Word means, then we would be less arrogant and more humble. Let me explain the word despising as it relates to the Word of God. You see, There are a number of things that children and teenagers do that irritate or even upset their parents. However, there is probably nothing that angers parents more than when they are talking to their children and their children simply walk away from them. This is the height of insult. And even though you and I are perhaps not militantly fighting against the Word of God, we blaspheme God and we despise God's Word when we simply fail to attend church regularly or when we consider attending Bible class as unimportant and we walk the other way. Being indifferent to God's Word as He speaks to us makes Him very, very angry. Jesus said, "He who belongs to God hears what God says." And the reason you do not hear, Jesus said, is because you do not belong to God. Again, Jesus says, "He who listens to you listens to me, but he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The Apostle Paul also writes, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Oh, my friend, today God wants you to take time out and to get off the fast track and to be refreshed. But to do this requires more than merely taking Sunday off to do nothing. This means taking Sunday off to do something. This means taking time out to listen to the life-giving word preached and taught and to respond with hymns of joy and hope. This is also what St. Paul said to Philemon when he said, "Refresh my heart in Christ." And so then, as we observe society and as we examine our own lives, there is little doubt that just as our technology is increasing, so also the tensions of life have also multiplied. Life's pressures are compounded. Yes, they are often almost impossible to live with, because in our haste to satisfy ourselves, we have forgotten about God. We have forgotten that from the beginning of the world, God has arranged for all of us to enjoy a rhythm of life. This rhythm includes both the blessing of labor and the special blessing of refreshment, relaxation, and renewal. This all comes to us through God's cleansing and renewing word and His life-giving spirit. Our bigger problem in the 1990s and the challenge we face in the next millennium is that we will try to recreate ourselves with human resources. We will try in vain to renew our spirit through worldly techniques, and we will strive to refresh our soul by human means. Jesus, however, said, "Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." In the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, we read, "There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his." And so then, as you seek rest for your body and renewal for your soul, listen to Jesus as he says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." With the knowledge that Jesus has paid for all of your sins through his bloody death on the cross, and with a blessed assurance that he, Jesus, will not turn anyone away that comes to him, then unashamedly confess Jesus as the Christ of God, as your Savior from the curse of your sin, and as the Lord of your life. O Lord, we pray, look with mercy upon all who are listening today and place into their soul a deep desire to spend Sundays not in worldly ways, but by being refreshed by your word and spirit. Lift up, O Lord, all those who are down and steady all those who waver in the faith. And grant unto each of us an eternal rest in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.